One of the South Coast's leading public health experts says he expects the global coronavirus crisis to grow in scope, but says the U.S. is doing well so far.
It will become a worldwide phenomenon. It will be worrisome. It will be of concern, but it won't be anywhere near as damaging as people are concerned right now that it's going to be.
Dr. Robert Levin is Ventura County's public health officer.
At this day and date, in Ventura County, we do not have anyone that we know of that has a coronavirus infection whatsoever.
Word that Naval Base Ventura County is serving as a quarantine spot for incoming airline passengers who might be at risk has created some concern for county residents. There's one person quarantined there now. He was an incoming airline passenger at LAX, but Levin says neither base personnel nor the public are at risk because the quarantine area is off limits to all but federal health experts.
That facility is basically a cocoon that contains that quarantine person and health and human services staff, which has accompanied that person out of the federal government. These people are not interacting. This case is not interacting with anybody on that military base. And so people on that military base are not encountering somebody who has probably a 1 out of 20 or even less of a chance of having a coronavirus.
Levin emphasizes that the man hasn't even been diagnosed with coronavirus. The quarantine is a precaution. The Ventura County health official talks about this strain of virus, which is related to others in the coronavirus family.
We had 4 coronaviruses that involved humans. There were a number more that were in infected animals, but there were about 4 that were infecting humans up until 2003. And all those 4 viruses caused was basically an upper respiratory infection.
Levin says it was nearly 2 decades ago when more potent strains of the virus surfaced.
In 2003, we had SARS. SARS was a real scary virus. It had a 15% mortality rate associated with it. It had come from an animal to humans. A few years later, we had MERS-CoA, MERS-CoA. And it had a 35% mortality rate associated with it. We became very leery of coronaviruses.
The public health official says while the concern is justified, so far the mortality rate from the current outbreak is much lower.
When this coronavirus moved from animals to humans, we were on our toes and very concerned. On the other hand, in China, the mortality rate seems to be about 3%. And in the rest of the world, it seems to be at about 1%. As a reference, the influenza in any given year is 0.1%, all the way up to 2.5%, which was the Spanish flu 102 years ago, 1918.
Levin says with symptoms similar to the common flu, coronavirus can be hard to diagnose. He says the mortality rate from it might actually turn out to be much lower, with some of the deaths linked to it turning out to be influenza.
It seems from all initial appearances to present very much like influenza. It is virtually indistinguishable clinically from influenza, and of all of the several hundred specimens submitted to the CDC, now remember, all these specimens had people traveling to Hubei province, only 1 out of 20 proved to be positive for coronavirus.
Levin cautions the U.S. will probably see a surge in cases as the virus continues to spread around the world. He says that's why efforts like the quarantine of the airline passenger at Naval Base Ventura County are important, to try to do what's possible to prevent its spread.
The truth of it is, we're quarantining this person so that this virus will not be in our midst.
Levin believes we're at least a year, and more likely 2 years away, before we have a readily available vaccine to treat coronavirus. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.